My name is Tony Litt. I'm the MD of Sunrise Radio, and it's my immense pleasure to bring you the official Sunrise Radio podcast. We are the number one commercial Asian station in the United Kingdom, with many firsts to our name, and we continue to be the voice of British Asians who have given us their love and loyalty over 30 years. It's a legacy we cherish and a responsibility that we don't take lightly. Our aim has always been to entertain the listeners with the best of Bollywood and Bhangra, while also addressing their concerns. A real voice for the community, a vibrant community, and a great nation. We are proud to be British and Asian. This podcast is a compilation of some of the things we do on the station, with a stellar lineup of presenters who each have their own personality and style. It's entertaining, informative, engaging, and we hope you will enjoy it here as a podcast if you are unable to tune in to the radio. Don't forget to subscribe and tell your family and friends about this podcast. And do leave us a comment on what you think. We'd love to hear from you. All the best always. Team Sunrise. The UK's
biggest station mix. Sunrise Radio. This is Anushka Arora. As always, lovely to have your company for the Sunrise Radio podcast. And this week, I have another special guest on the show. And here we are. Finally, we are joined by Browse by Suman. Suman, welcome to Sunrise Radio. How are you?
Hello, my lovely. So good to be here, finally. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for being here, Suman. And I just want to tell my lovely listeners that Suman is a very special person in my life. I never, ever used to get my eyebrows done up until 2 years ago. That was when Suman and I were in touch, and I was like, no, I don't want to get my eyebrows done. And then someone somehow convinced me, and now I will not let anybody else.
I was being a brow police as well. Talking your page eyebrows. Like she needs it.
She needs eyebrows.
And I didn't know until you came what was needed to be done. And you're still nervous, but it was like love at first sight. It was the first meeting, basically.
I was just going to say that really does describe our little
You was laughing
friendship.
More than just brows. Sweet.
Suman makes me laugh so much. But listen, Suman, now you're here as part of our Content Creator Week. We're on the last day, and I actually just, we've never spoken about your journey, actually. Yeah. We never have. We always have such a giggle whenever I see you, which is not enough. I think the last time I saw you was like 2 years ago.
People see my journey through posting, I guess, but it's still not enough. They're not seeing behind the scenes.
That's it.
And sweats and tears.
This is it. I was just going to say, I mean, it's all great, you know, posting on social media. It all looks aesthetically so pleasing. But I think for our listeners, I think it's nice to tell them how your journey into, you know, being a brow wizard actually started.
Love that. Well, you know, I've always, let's just say, I've always believed in me till forever, since forever. And I think I just had this special drive that I'm sure people have ambition, drive, and goals they want to reach. But I think for me, I never really had a support system as a kid. And I knew I had to do this on my own. So I was manifesting since that age till, you know, the very till today. Like I knew about sticking pictures on the wall and mood boards and visions I wanted and how to get it, what my purpose is here. So anyway, as a kid, I was, as a hobby, I think it's literally in my DNA to do threading, just a piece of string and do brows, and very well. I don't know how, because you need to know the golden ratio, look at people's faces and try and make it symmetrical. But
well, this is it.
I was in a girl's school, you know, back then in secondary school, doing brows. I mean, when I say browse, it was literally queue up, and
no,
I would have
way.
To. I was hustling. What are you going to give me in return? Was it money or pound coins? Was it lunch or something? Or your colouring book? Something. I was always haggling.
Businesswoman,
but,
huh?
Yeah. So either that, or I wanted to be a better brat and do one eyebrow and run off to the next lesson to them to chase me to get the other eyebrow done. Anyway, that was something I just knew and did. Didn't know till today it would be my business. Mm. Until mom, well, when I was 16, I saw mom lose her hair, brows, lashes, which was chemotherapy, sadly, but she's perfectly fine. She's actually healthier than me. Till today, she's been the reason why I do semi-permanent now. Like, wow. I wanted to give back and do this for people who had gone through the procedure, you know? It wasn't nice losing hair. I can understand how people lose their confidence and what it does once you do. Mm. And you know the feeling when you came with that
instant
wow.
Exactly.
So from there onwards, another one was I couldn't really work for anybody. I knew I had to be my own boss from a very young age.
Mm.
So I'm working from the age of 14 up until now. I then remember seeing an ad for renting a room in Mayfair. Living in the suburbs, I wanted to start travelling into town and explore. And one day I said, even travel, which I didn't think that would be the case today, travelling the way I do. Yeah. So when I rented this room, it was in a high-end hair salon. Nikki Clark, as you know.
Yeah.
It was the first to cut Diana's hair, Princess Diana.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't really think whether I'll make it or not, but I've always been a risk taker.
Yeah.
Just took the plunge, did it.
Mm.
And there was no Instagram social media back then.
Back then, yeah.
It was all word of mouth.
Yeah.
And it was that got me busy and busier and busier until I had to move. Then I moved to another premises, basically location in London, Belgravia. I stayed there for pretty much 7-8 years part of my life.
Wow.
And then again, started again. Then word of mouth happened. Then I had social media.
Yeah.
And then it was Errol Douglas. My best friend stands till today.
How
he was a
lovely.
Great mentor. He's like, it's all well you being in my premises and making money for us, and you're great, but I see potential in you.
Wow.
You should go out there and do it on your own. It just took those words.
Those words, yeah.
So I did. And then when I did start alone, I did needed a team, built a team, slowly one, became two to three. And then I was loving it that there were people asking me to have concessions within their hair salons, which does well. And then I was like, okay, I'm bit bored. I love what I do, but I need to come out of my comfort zone and see what else I can offer. What else do I have in me I can do?
Mm.
That's when I realized I posted Dubai 8 years ago as it was a small vacay, but I thought, let me just post that I'm going to be here for work.
Yeah.
And then I just got clients through just DMing me.
Wow.
Just from that. And then I continued in the Middle East. And then India happened in lockdown, India, when everything was shut down. I think I did Deepika Padukone's before her wedding.
Wow.
That went viral in India, which I didn't know. I'm sitting here doing lives talking and everyone's like pouring out, please come to India, India, India. So my heart became
the
weak.
The power
I have to go.
Of social media. Huh?
So it is. It's amazing. But, you know, it's about right timing. Being consistent.
Mm.
So up until today, I'm still traveling. I love it. I get to meet fantastic, phenomenal people throughout my journey.
Yeah.
I just don't know where it's going to stop.
It shouldn't stop for you. I know you're quite unstoppable.
I love the fact of, it's brow industry has opened up its own niche. So it's not like I was saying earlier, you go to a hair salon or a beauty salon facialist where you say, can I have a brow artist? It's a separate thing now.
Absolutely. Exactly.
So it's given people jobs and passion to learn and want to do.
Yeah. Now, my next question is microblading, brow lamination, ombre brows, you know, you do bespoke eyebrow shaping as well. Like, what is the difference between, like, you know, somebody who wants to understand what microblading
is? My forte is the bespoke brows, because I started off doing the brows before I taught myself the semi-permanent.
Yeah.
Semi-permanent comes under the same family, marketing name. Semi-permanent fits microblading and ombre brows and powder brows, because they're all technically something that you use a pigment. So once you pierce through the skin or open the skin, it's technically a tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
A semi, because it's not permanent.
Right. And how long does that last?
It could be 12 to 18 months. And then you come back annually or a bit longer for a touch-up.
Right.
It's for people with hair loss, scarring, don't know how to do their eyebrows, filling in small areas, you know?
It's also convenience, isn't it? Because otherwise you're kind of getting your eyebrows threaded every 2 weeks.
Some people complain about getting it threaded too thin, too thick,
wrong.
So when they have the semi-permanent done, the shape is done for them, so they can go still locally and get it shaped because the person can follow what's been done.
Right.
So that's the microblading. Ombre brows is something where you have more dense brows rather than the hair strokes is what microblading does.
Right.
Hair strokes, which is microblading. Ombre brows is a digital pen that's used to give it more density, like you put makeup powder.
Right.
Gives you that look.
Yeah.
So those are the difference.
And
bespoke brows is basically my signature treatment. I've trained all the girls in London to do 30 minutes shaping, how to shape it, and how to colour the hairs. If they've got white hairs or they're blonde or they want it darker, that's tinting.
Yeah.
So it becomes shape and tint.
Yeah. Now, this is actually quite interesting because you just mentioned it earlier. Do you get a lot of men coming to you? Like, how is
hashtag bro brows, is
Is that what it is? Yeah. Hashtag bro brows. Wow, this is the first time I've heard of it.
We can't leave the men out.
Yeah.
They also have overly grown brows, mono brows, unruly brows, or no brows, and they can have any of these treatments on the list.
It's so funny, right? Because I think my husband, he went to go and get his hair cut one day and he comes back.
He's not telling me the barber's just...
And I was like, did you have your eyebrows done? He was like, it's part of the haircut. I was like, I never knew that. Your eyebrows look really nice.
If you go to Turkish barbers, they do it all.
Yeah.
Trim, the ears are not... I call it the Nollywoods, the nostril hairs. I think it's great.
That is great. Yeah, that's really cool. I like that. Now, Now, semi-permanent is something that you mentioned as well. You do semi-permanent eye makeup, lip blush. Like, how common is this now? Because we know the beauty industry has really gone from, like, you know, one end to another over the last few years. So talk to me a little bit about semi-permanent makeup.
Well, I don't have time. I wake up having my eyes liner done and lip blush and brows. It's something that you just minimise your makeup
routine. You're getting ready, basically, yeah.
But I still do it, and it just enhances. It's just very subtle. Again, people were wearing masks throughout the whole pandemic, right? We had a huge demand after when they, like, you know, no longer wearing masks. They wanted to get their lip, because they couldn't show their lips.
Yeah.
It's a confidence thing. You feel beautiful. You feel pretty. You want it done. Saves time. So, yeah, my girls do a great job.
Wow.
I've stopped doing it because... Number one, my back's done in.
Yeah.
I do so much of brows, I have to just fulfill those people waiting on the wait list.
Oh my God. All right, Suman, in conversation with a brow magician here. This is so interesting. Like, I don't think I've ever spoken so much in so much detail about eyebrows, but this is great. I'm loving it. Suman, you mentioned that you've done Deepika Padukone's eyebrows. You've done a lot of Bollywood stuff. You were recently in India. Tell me about your trip there and what you got up to.
Sometimes I'm there because I have events and networking shows, and I just like to participate. I made great friends out from traveling India, and India's huge. Like I said, I love Chennai, Hyderabad, Bangalore, Mumbai and Delhi. These are the places I actually often visit without having to sometimes post that I'm there because I'm already booked or I have events. So these are just like short journeys from Middle East. So I go frequently. So this trip, are you asking me who I saw?
Yes. Tell me, whose eyebrows have you done recently?
I'll give you the previous trip because it was more fun. It could be anyone asking me this because it's often asked from family members and like, who's your favourite? Everyone's my favourite. Everyone's very individually different, right? All different personalities, different auras and personalities. But I'm always going to stick by the old is gold. So when I say that, you probably can guess I'm going to say Rekha G.
Oh, wow.
It was great being entertained and partying with her.
Oh, wow.
But yet she said, I'm not ready yet because she likes to change her own eyebrows, which I thought was fabulous that pays attention to eyebrows for different shoots, events, movies, she said.
Oh, my God. This is interesting.
But when I did do and met Zeenat Aman, I was like, you are stunning. You still are.
Yes.
It's more of her, you know, how intelligent she is. She's smart.
She's so
and her
good.
Persona, how she carries herself. Wonderful lady.
And her Instagram like game is just amazing.
Yeah, she's coming back on form. Yeah, like she's on fire.
Yeah, she's literally
love
doing
it.
All these shoots,
good.
Magazine shoots and everything. And her little stories that she tells on Instagram is just so lovely.
She brings back the old past.
She really does.
Good for her. And then lastly, I would say Sharmila Tagore.
Oh my God.
The icon.
Wow.
They all are, aren't they? So just, she's lovely.
Yeah.
I can't even, where do I start? She trusted her face in my hands, and she's like, I only heard for you because of my daughter.
Oh,
and Soha,
and
then
Ligan,
Soha came afterward, and I asked Soha, how did she come about me? She's like, Karina says good things about you. I'm like, oh, she's fabulous. Just hearing, you know, all these,
you know, Karina's my favorite. Karina is my favorite. She is
yet to see her.
So have you done Sonam Kapoor as well?
Of course.
Yeah, darling.
Mum's my favourite. They literally like family to me. And
I saw that. She did repost you. I did see that. That was lovely. That was. I was like, oh my God, my little Suman.
Even their dad.
I have
to groom the men.
I like this. Have you done Gauri Khan's eyebrows too?
Of course, yes.
And how was she?
She's lovely. Like, she made me have lunch with her afterwards, and she was talking about she's traveling to Paris next, if I can recommend us places. She's very pleasant. Very
and
nice.
Was Shahrukh there?
He wasn't, but he wasn't the last trip. And I remember even dyeing his eyebrows.
Did you?
Because he said they're white, because I had to keep it white for a movie he just did. I was like, fabulous.
Wow. I think that was Javan probably then.
Maybe.
I don't know. Oh my God, this is
like
so
made
cool.
I made you Bollywood. I really don't have time to watch Bollywood. Only when I'm on the flight.
Because that's where you are half the time. Now let's talk about... you recently did Kalyani Saha Chawla. Now, anybody who doesn't know of Kalyani yet, you will know of her because she is yet to be seen in season 3 of Fabulous Lives of Bollywood Wives. So how was that experience?
Oh, she's just a chic woman. She's just lovely, carries herself well. She loves what she does.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the first time I met her.
Yeah.
Yet to know her more, but it's like we become friends from the first moment we did brows. So
that's lovely.
She's a lovely woman, and I'm wishing her luck for this show and anything else.
How cool is that?
She does amazing silver plates and stuff.
Yes, she does. Let's talk about Dubai Bling, since we're on celebrities here. Farhana Bodhi from Dubai Bling.
Farhana.
Yes, you did her eyebrows too?
I did, regularly. It's okay. Just shaping. She does a bespoke.
Okay,
yeah,
fine.
She's very natural. She doesn't like, or she says, I'm really scared of all these injections and fillers and so on.
Yeah.
That's her opinion, but she's great. Everyone knows what she's like, how she is, how she appears.
Yeah.
I love her for that, because she's like, you know, they can think, her attitude, they can think what they want of me, say what they want.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn, because I am paying my bills.
Yeah.
I've got to pay my bills.
Yeah. Fair play to her. I did like Dubai Bling. That was such a great show, that was. Simon, tell me about how you create all your content on social media, because there's a lot of it. There's a lot of content that you create and it is amazing. But my question is, how do you find the time to do this?
Can't you see my under-eye bags?
No, because you look so beautiful. No.
I don't sleep. That's one problem. But I'm so OCD. Like, I tried to do it in the past, give it to somebody to take handle that workload. But they just can't get it. It's in my head. What I think and do and say is there. So I only know and I only do.
Wow. Is it time-consuming for you?
A little bit, but I got so used to it. There's great apps out there. We can pre-do your timings and what you want. But it goes out there.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Good.
Very
particular,
so I actually enjoy it.
Oh, that's
it's
good.
Fine.
I'm glad. Do you feel a lot of pressure or not?
No,
not at all.
Not at all.
Someone is.
I don't even post stories, which you're supposed to every day or something. Whatever they say.
Yeah.
I don't keep in track with the algorithm of timing of posting. I just
it
do.
Matter. Okay, that's really good. No? Actually, I quite like that.
I don't
that.
See it as like I said, it's word of mouth before.
Yeah.
And it still is today.
Yeah.
Instagram, I still got a huge amount of people coming for Instagram.
Yeah.
But for me, it's a portfolio, because you want to see what you're going to get out of the results. Go to my gram page and have a look at before and afters.
Yeah,
that's why I post real work.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I've got a question actually from one of our listeners saying, where did Suman get trained from?
Look, I did go to Italy and Russia. This was 10 years ago, two different trips, because there was nothing out there. I wouldn't say they were amazing, so I actually watched the tutors and just picked up my self-taught is what I did, self-taught. And now there are lots of academies in London, and I'm also working on it myself.
I was just going to say, would you like to open an academy?
1,000%. The amount of demand I get.
I'd love to understand how to do my eyebrows, but I just don't have time. I'd rather you do it for
Sunrise
me.
Sunrise won't be happy. No, it has to be for someone who's passionate about having to, you've got to see blood, you've got to deal with faces and be really like, got to have the green hands to be able to create craft, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like someone who's been, have a day accountancy job and they're like, tomorrow I want to learn microblading, let's go and learn. It doesn't work like that. Yeah, it's been years of practice. It's got to be in you.
You can tell it's been years of practice. So precise, honestly, like so precise. But Simon, I also actually wanted to ask you about some charity work, because I know you do some charity work as well. So tell me a little bit about that.
In the beginning, it was more like I was grateful for the universe and God to put me in the pathway of doing, well with the business and stuff. I wanted to give back, and I know what my mother went through and other women going through chemo. I just wanted to give back.
Yeah.
So, yes, I did do a lot of eyebrows for those who lost their eyebrow hairs, and actually areola is not a big one. People have surgeries after breast cancer.
Yeah,
that was another thing I learned, but I didn't really take it further because it's very time consuming.
Yeah,
so making it look realistic, just tattooing the areolas for women who lost their breasts was another giving back moment.
Oh wow!
So then there were a few guys that had alopecia.
Yeah,
and that's also traumatizing, because you just with at least chemo you do grow back some hairs.
Yeah,
some get all their brows back, but with alopecia it's a very tricky one. You just lose all the hair follicles and you have nothing. And then I remember I participated or give vouchers when I feel like I want to Macmillan. The Aurora group, they did that one. So generally, whenever I feel like I need, like even in India, I remember asking, can I go and visit an area or someone guide me where women are attacked with acid? I would like to give back and try to do that for them, It's a tricky one. You got to have the courage to see this. It's very,
of
very
course.
Tough. But yeah, I feel personally I had to give back when I did the course and saw my mum go for chemo to give back to women who lost their eyebrows.
They're so lovely. So, so lovely. Now, Suman, talk to me. You've got this very successful business. You've got great social media going for you. What is next for you?
somebody who doesn't really pre-plan and just go with the flow, because it's always, you know, a full day. There's not enough calendar months in the year for me.
Oh my God, I swear.
The amount of travels takes up my time. Half the time I'm creating something in my head, pen to paper, for the next idea or stuff to do. Collabs happen all the time. Like tomorrow I'm off to Estelle Manor.
Oh, lovely. In Oxford.
The new one,
yeah.
And I know it's going to be fantastic already. And I haven't even started. It's just grateful for these things. The next thing I'll say, products. It's been in the making since pandemic, honestly. It's because I know I want it to be perfect and get it right. So you can't rush into these things, especially when you invested your own.
Of course.
And then, like I said before, the academy, because I get a lot of demand from students or people that want to learn.
That would be great. That would
be so
great.
Like I said, it's a whole entity browse. Yeah. Like, it's giving people a passion to do something.
Really, honestly.
So working on it all, it's a working process, like I told you, behind the scenes. You don't post those sweats and blood
tears.
Yeah,
that's true.
What goes on, but it's hard work. And that's what gets you where you are today. Consistency and hard work.
Yeah. Does the travelling get to you much?
It did last year when I didn't really pay attention, so my gut was completely inflamed until I saw some Ayurvedic doctors, because I'm more holistic.
Holistic
for me means the whole of your body, mentally, what you wear, what you drink, what you eat. So it was the travels, the time zone.
It's,
you can imagine, different countries.
It's all mishmash, isn't it?
Yeah, and I was a mishmash.
And it's not as if you're staying in one place for a month or so.
You're
3 days here, 3 days there, 5 days there, and that's really that does take a toll on you.
So I do what works for me now, thanks to these Ayurvedic doctors. Like basically, I have to eat on time and keep it consistent.
Okay.
And more like a calorie deficit. That works for me.
Don't
overeat. You know, but I've got the Punjabi gut where I just
you look great. Simon, you look absolutely great. Now, before we do finish up, what is one piece of advice that you would give to someone who's listening now, who potentially wants to do, get into eyebrows, who didn't even know that eyebrows was just a separate entity in itself? I mean, what would you say to them?
Honestly, to be successful, it does take time, but you have to have unwavering self-belief.
Yeah.
Definitely, have a work ethic.
Yeah.
The drive. You've got to put in the work and just don't give up.
Yeah.
So literally what you want your dreams to come true, it can happen.
Yeah.
Just be persistent and keep at it, Just don't give up. That's what I did. It works for me with ups and downs, huh?
Of course.
It's not going to be smooth sail.
Yeah, it's not a smooth sail, absolutely.
So yeah.
Aww.
And definitely if you want to get into this industry, to research, to follow a lot of accounts that you like, go to trade shows.
Yeah,
that's what I did.
Trade shows is a good show.
Yep,
actually,
Like I'm going to China in 2 days.
Oh wow,
it's a big show there, which I would be wanting to see. So,
what is the show like?
Canton Fair. It's just an eye opener. Just to get innovative ideas.
Wow.
Because I'm on the line of making products and stuff.
Yes, yes, yes.
Not from China, but it's a place where you go and get ideas.
Ideas, yeah, correct. Wow.
So yeah.
Wow, that is amazing. All right, Simon, we're going to stop you right there because I want to get my eyebrows done now.
That's why she really got me here.
Yeah, exactly. Simon, listen, thank you so much
for
coming in. Like, this was really overdue, I know.
Pleasure.
We've just finished off Content Creator Week with a complete bang with Brows by Simon. Your social media handles, please.
Simon Says, hashtag Simon Says. There's Brows by Simon, Simon London, and Brow Wizard.
There you go. Our international Brow Wizard. Brows by Simon, thank you so much for coming in and wrapping up our Content Creator Week. Bye-bye.
Listen to our Bollywood queen, Anushka Arora, from 12 noon to 4 p.m. weekdays on Sunrise.